gentlemen. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Performing Arts Center, Route 54.
Mr. Chairman, the developers of this project have requested to be placed on the agenda to explain their plans for the Josh M. Freeman Performing Arts Center for this project. They're requesting that the area be exempt from the permitted 170,000 square feet of commercial area. The letter that I've received from Mr. Brown indicated that they're proposing a 450-seat theater, 50,000 to 60,000 square foot building with classrooms, storage area, receiving, stage areas, lesson rooms, and retail concessions, and also a kitchen and gallery space. And they would like to give you a brief presentation.
Well, I guess we could require them to go to a public hearing, which would, what, take about 16 months to get them on the agenda? 20 months to get them on the agenda. But you know what? Seeing as they're right here, maybe we'll just go ahead and let them speak today. Gentlemen, if you want to come up and to give us a brief synopsis of your application, because it is unique, unusual, and may represent a real opportunity for the citizens of Sussex County. So
tell us all about it. My name is Tom Halverstadt. I'm a senior vice president with Carl M. Freeman Associates. This is Michelle Freeman.
Thank you all for having us.
Our board member and owner. We're here today to request, as stated, that our Performing Arts Center not be considered in conjunction with our 170,000 square feet of commercial space. Real quickly, as background, thus far in the community, we have developed approximately 50,000 square feet of commercial space with the Harris Teeter Grocery Store and the PNC Bank. There's a 25,000 square feet set aside for them to expand. We anticipate using 40,000 additional square feet on what we call Parcel H, which sits across the parkway there on Route 54 from the Harris Teeter, and an additional 50,000 square feet internal to the community. I'll let Michelle explain a little bit on behalf of the foundation the uses for the Performing Arts Center and why we don't think it really qualifies as a commercial space. So if you would, Michelle.
Sure. I don't know if you all know, but the Carl M. Freeman Foundation has been in existence for some 47 years. The Joshua M. Freeman Foundation, which is actually a public charity, not a family foundation, was started after Josh's death in 06. That is actually the foundation that will be building this building. We as a foundation decided that we would sort of put all our eggs in one basket, put all our energy toward a movement of bringing arts to Sussex County as a community, something that Josh had foreseen when he came before council and had Bayside approved. He had asked for a theater. We started on this path 2 years ago. As you know, we continue to support Sussex County. We've given about $2.5 million over our 35-year history. With this past year doing, actually bringing the performing arts to Bayside, 47 performances, almost 15,000 people attended. What started as a journey thinking that we'll bring this building, we really learned that these are sort of zero-sum games. You don't make money. They're not commercial ventures. You run it as a public charity because it has to survive on one-third of the public's support. And I would say about 99% of them that we visited make no money or operate at a loss. This is what we foresee with this property. As Tom said, 450, or someone said, 450-seat theater, classrooms, meeting spaces. And for us, this is really about bringing our history of giving, not only in Delaware, but Maryland and D.C. with the arts to Sussex County. We'd like it to be something that Sussex Countyans can come and see a performance for free, pay for something in the evening, children to get piano lessons. So it's really answering what we think is a need in the community. That being said, what we also know from our research, we've hired some great people. We've hired one of the best architects in the country that's building theaters across the United States. We've done our due diligence by hiring arts consulting group out of New York, And what they tell us is that there has to be vibrant retail surrounding these places for them to survive. So although as a foundation we accept the responsibility of continuing to endow this facility, we need it to be vibrant. We need people to come off 54 Park, have dinner, and go to the theater. So that is why I'm representing the foundation today, and Tom is representing the company.
So in summary, we respectfully request that the Performing Arts Center, which we do not see as a commercial usage, be excluded from our $170,000 and provide us the opportunity to use the intended 50-some thousand square feet of space to provide the retail to support the Performing Arts Center and bring the arts to Sussex County.
I have a couple of questions, one for you, Council, and one for you. I want to see if we can do what I'm thinking. Mr. Freeman, it's the intention to have the foundation to own and operate this facility in perpetuity?
As a public charity, in perpetuity, to endow it. So we see ourselves endowing. Our total commitment financially to the facility will probably be upwards of $25 million. That is not to say that we need to pass the IRS test, one-third public support of that facility. So it will be through ticket sales, it will be through classes, and then we can actually offer services for free to those who can't afford it. But yes, the Freeman family and the Freeman Foundation's trustees' intention is to continue to support this facility.
Okay. And Council, do we have the means or authority to restrict the use there in that fashion? I think what would concern folks more than anything else if we grant the request is that it has to be clear that it's not a profit making and nor will it be a for-profit operation, and that it won't become that in the future. That may be more than we can do. That may be more restriction than you're willing to accept, but that would be the concern I think folks might have. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I'd love to find a way to do it, but
and that's why I was going to ask if the commission could give some time for me to take a look at it. Because here's what my concern is: I think what you're getting at is probably true. The permitted uses and things you can do in an RPC don't really so much distinguish among, you know, charitable or for profit. That's what I want to look at. You know, when you start talking about a theater or a performing arts area with rooms for classes and things like that. What I want to do is find out whether that's in any way a permitted use in any of the residential districts that would get us back into the RPC. I don't know that the distinction is really whether it's charity or not. It's the use itself, you know.
Well, I understand. Okay, I understand that from the ordinance point of view. So, yeah, we'll have to find a way to.
And that's going to take a little bit of time. I'm not prepared to give an answer.
I understand. Anybody else on the commission have any questions, comments?
The only concern we had was trying to, if there are some retail, some concession. Typically, if they had a performance at the site outside, they would have T-shirts or sodas, snacks or whatever, which would be sold as it related to that function. And we just didn't know how big those retail and concession areas could get if it was included in the Performing Arts Center. Or else if we had to calculate them as a commercial square footage calculation as it relates to all the commercial within the 170,000 square feet.
Well, if it's an RPC, then we have the ability to place conditions, right, Councilman?
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so we can condition those items if we need to in order to make it.
I understand.
To address that concern is what I'm thinking.
Well, the question we were looking at is that whether or not the related commercial activities would be calculated as part of the 170,000 square feet if the Performing Arts Center was allowed to be excluded. A portion of that building may have to be calculated.
May have to count the part that portion of it that's dedicated to retail sales of whatever. Okay, that's.
But and my example is that may not include those areas would be. Today, if they had a performance, they would be selling T-shirts or whatever as it related to that show.
Like outdoor vendors, you mean?
Yeah, as it related to that performance. Typically, it would, if it's rain or something like that, they would have T-shirts for sale, and they would also be serving snacks or drinks for the patrons that are there. Yeah.
But the only thing is with that, Mr. Lank, is that money drops to the bottom line of the public charity. So that is not anything we do within this building is not its own retail. So in other words, it won't operate as a retail for-profit business.
I understand.
So anything we're selling is going back to the charity to build the building.
That's precisely, you and I are on the same wavelength. However, when it got down here, it became a use issue.
Right.
Yeah.
In regard to the ordinance, it's not a consideration as to whether it's profit or nonprofit is what the gentleman is saying, but there could be other ways to do it, and mm-hmm. I think what the commission would like is some time to explore that.
Well, let me say from the foundation and as chairman of the foundation, whatever you need from whatever information you need from us, we're happy to give you. And whatever consultants you'd like to speak to, we're happy to share. I would like to ask that as we sort of go along these parallel paths, we have opportunity on the retail side to continue development, and that part of it is actually going quite well for us. The theater, we are doing a ton of due diligence to figure out what it is that the people from Sussex County want. That's actually on a much slower track for us. We'll continue to offer free performances next year, I'm sure. We spent $400,000 this year in bringing free art to Sussex County. So that would be the only thing, is that if we could just, it's in the interest of time, we'll give you whatever we have.
Lawrence, what's the maximum square footage they're allowed? Is it 170,000?
170,000 square foot.
Where are they at with what they have?
Based on what they said, they are at
50
right now.
And I mean, with the
building?
No, the other commercial, the retail and everything else.
Yeah, they had 50,000 square foot based on the Harris Teeter and the bank.
Okay.
And I think with a 25,000 set aside for future expansion, but it's not utilized yet, so it doesn't really count yet.
Okay.
Right, Mr. Lank, I think that you could probably assess from our original the original RPC permit that the theater itself was a permitted use in the RPC.
Well, they originally on the site plan you showed an area set aside for theaters, not necessarily a performing arts center.
Right.
That was for commercial theaters is what I would refer to those, and they could still be built.
I guess here's my question, though. If they're at, from what you said, they've got 170,000 square feet maximum commercial, and they're at, say, 100. Anyway, is there an issue if we've got 70,000 left over to play with for this?
Well, actually,
maybe I'm missing something. But.
Yeah, well, you are. Yeah, we have 50 built with 25 expansion against that 20.
That gets you to 70.
Then we have a piece of property that had out on Route 54 that would pick up the additional 45, and then that would leave us the 50,000 square feet of retail to support the actual Performing Arts Center itself. The research shows that a Performing Arts Center standing alone is not anywhere nearly as successful as one that has the support of a restaurant, for example, where people can come, eat, and then go to the theater. If it stands alone, so what we're trying to do is preserve the opportunity to make that a success while not counting it against the commercial space.
Right, so if it's an 80,000-square-foot building, we would like restaurants, exactly what Tom said, and people to pool off 54 Park,
okay,
have the opportunity to go to a restaurant and then have a theater experience.
So the commercial development stays in your plan, stays at 170, and then whatever the size of the theater is.
We're asking you to exclude.
That's what we're asking.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm wholly supportive of your plans and the concept. My concern is from the overall master plan in terms of where would this 50 or 60,000 square feet come from? Are you talking about taking it from open space or reducing residential units or... Because as I understand, it's an additional 50 or 60,000 dollar footprint. 50 or 60,000 square foot.
Yes, footprint. But not really. Initially, in our initial RPC, this is our town center. So what we're going to do is segment off a piece of the town center that was originally designated for retail and make it the performing arts center. So the residential parcels all remain intact as we originally put the plan together.
Okay.
So what we would do is we're here and here, and then we would bring, rather than try to convert this all into retail, we would use this piece right here as the performing arts center and put supporting retail on this side.
So it's still in the same overall footprint of what was your town center?
Exactly. The performing arts center is still within the confines of the original footprint as with respect to our commercial spaces.
Well, was that in the original 170,000 feet, though, the town center?
Yes.
Well, okay, so where's the retail that's going to be displaced by the performing arts center going to go?
Well, it depends. It becomes a question of density. In other words, whereas we could use X amount for retail space or X amount for parking space, that's up for design.
Right.
So we could fit it all in there if we wanted to, or we can put it on various sections within here. So we can still get the Performing Arts Center in here and get commercial space in here, and we can push a little bit more out here on partial H.
Okay.
So we can still make all of the uses will fit within the land base that we designated as commercial. We're not moving it out of that into what we had originally intended as residential.
Just going to cover more of it up. Bottom line, you're just going to cover.
It'll become less of a parking lot. Is really what will end up happening.
Okay.
And certainly would fit well within the idea of shared parking with the other commercial properties that are there, because typically your performing arts programs would be at different times than the folks that are at the bank or Harris.
That would be our intention, to try to maximize the utilization of the space.
Okay, very well.
Anyone else
have any questions? Okay, we thank you for your time and today.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, regarding this application by Americana Bayside MRRPC, or this request, thank you for your explanation, Freeman Foundation. My motion, sir, is for a deferral at this time for consideration by Mr. Robertson, as well as the dialogue between staff and the representatives of the foundation.
Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on Americana Bayside MRRPC Performing Arts Center on Route 54. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.